Hi, welcome to the Let's Get Into It Best of Trilogy. Not one, not two, but three movies.
Three.
Name your favorite trilogy, Nick.
Matrix.
What we're going to do is we're going to, this week, put out three-parters. That's why it's a trilogy of besting of this show for seasons one and two, which happened in 2015.
You're welcome.
And then the following week, we are going to start releasing season three. It's already underway. It's going to happen, kids. Yeah. You're about to love it. So, Monday?
Tuesday? Happy days.
Wednesday?
Thursday? Happy days.
Friday?
Saturday? Happy days.
Sunday?
Monday? Happy days. These days are my
This isn't getting closer to broadcastable.
Days. Sunday?
Monday? Happy days. Here's a trilogy of episodes for you to enjoy. You're welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the best ofs. The best of Let's Get Into It 2015. Here with Tim and Nick. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
And we are going to be...
Pure Energy. Remember that song?
Was that that's a dance song?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Pure Energy. Pure Energy. That's about it.
Pink Wig. So the first clip we're going to pull is from, I don't know, episode 8 maybe? It's the first one with Matt Tobin.
That was a good episode. I think that was one of the episodes where we first had technical difficulties. Like in the real show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they became fodder for us in the clip you're about to hear, making fun of technical difficulties. But we did, I think it was the first time we lost a chunk. We lost the first 20 minutes of recording.
Yep.
And so the first part of Matt Tobin's episode is us blitz recording, re-recording all the ideas we'd had live the first time, which also just comes out great. We learned a weird lesson that day.
Fuck around.
Right.
Make a mockery of your entire process.
But if you already have all the ideas, they come out real easy. Regardless, we persevered with the current format. Here's a bit where we deal with technical difficulties.
We're going to have to break into the show now. Because we have another round of Ask a Question, Get an Answer underway right now. We have to cut live to that. Matt Tobin has asked another question.
This is Tim Mucci here live at the Let's Get Into It studios. Matt Tobin has asked a question. Oh, Jason, are you there? Nick, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay. Matt Tobin has asked a question, so we need to get an answer. I don't quite know.
Okay, that seems like something we could do.
I don't... There is
a delay. Hi, yeah, I'm here, guys. Good.
The rules don't quite cover
this. Yeah, you have a question.
Should we show the question up
to
the
camera? I'm sorry, could you say that again, Jason?
Oh, wait, you're coming in a little spotty.
What, you mean me?
I need you to...
Yeah, no, I can just... Are you... No, I'll wait for you.
Who just joined this call?
Let me just, let's get our bearings for a second, guys.
Am I in speaker?
Sorry. We can all hear
someone's
you.
Someone's got an echo?
I think the echo's on my end.
No, can anyone who Dr. is Seuss's not actually birthday. Talking please mute their phone so
yeah,
we don't get
please,
that echo?
Please do. Please do. So we have a question here at the Let's Get Into
Sorry,
It
that
studio.
Sorry, that was six. I thought it was mute.
I think, Matt, I think you need to, it's that, no, it's not that one, it's the, I think
surprisingly
just
what
tap
I said
it.
I think I was on mute the whole time.
Were you?
Yeah, something just clicked and now I'm hearing myself. I thought you guys were hearing me.
Are you there? Jason.
Jason.
How do I have emails on this phone?
Oh, I think you just pressed that little, the square, oh, Jason,
you guys,
hey.
Hello?
Jason, yes, we are hearing you loud and clear.
Oh, great. All right, I'm here.
Oh, it sounds like the latency issue has been solved.
Great.
Since you're at the talk show studios and we're here at the Let's Get Into It studios, we're going to open all of these beers one at a time.
Why? Why are we going to do that?
Here's one. And here comes another.
You know, we can fix this in post so it sounds like one of them is all of them.
And then here's another. Uh-huh. Okay, one more.
It's a tough one.
But we did it. We pulled it through. Okay, now to wrap up, ask a question, get an answer. The question... 7? And we'll get to that answer when we come back from our break.
Did we ever get the answer to that?
I don't think we did.
So the way ask a question, get an answer works is that...
Mm-hmm. I'm always fuzzy on
it. You get an answer for the question?
Oh, wow.
You know, I actually...
Who's responsible for...
I guess... I don't know if we've ever gotten that far.
The very first clip of us playing and coming up with ask a question.
Oh, really?
It probably has the answer in there of how we play it.
Oh, that could shine some light on the...
Yeah, let's just straighten this whole thing out.
Okay, I'm going to put that on right now.
Okay.
Ask a question, get an answer.
Tell me the rules.
Okay, so one of us, one of the three of us...
Which one?
We'll determine that in a second. I just want to go over the rules so that there's no confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the three of us... And not two at a time, not three at a time, one at a time, asks a question. Then one of the other three of us, who hasn't asked the question in the first part of this game, answers the question.
I have a question.
Ooh.
May I lead the game?
You may.
How
many colors?
Excuse me.
I
get what happened. Tim, I think we're going to have to go over the rules again. Because Tim made a blunder.
Yes.
Because the rules are a little...
blunder.
They're a little unclear. So if you could just take us through the rules one more time,
Tim. I thought they were
Tim.
Very clear.
Well, it's just for all of... And maybe for the listener who will need this again. Can you take us through the rules?
Ask a question, get an answer, right? One of the three of us... One of the three of us asks a question.
Mm-hmm.
Not two at the same time, not three at the same time. One.
I gotta ask a question.
Okay.
Are you listening?
If you could clone any animal.
Now, Tim?
Sorry, I need to ask a question. Were you talking to me, or were you...
Tim, you made the game.
Yeah. If we just take it down to the very fine minutia.
Oh, sorry. If I can ask a question.
Yeah.
Then what does the word minutia actually mean?
Real question
is
that
if the macaroni and cheese is like color on the Crayola box, like is that named after macaroni and cheese? Or is macaroni and cheese named after it? Like Kraft was just like, oh, macaroni and cheese, the color. What if that was a food? What if that was just like something you could eat? If it was that color?
Yes, it's very important.
I just think
because we don't want...
We just don't examine these questions often enough.
Not semen.
Was it the color that came first?
And that's how something you play ask a question, get
great.
An answer.
Okay, can I ask the first question?
Tim.
Tim.
Wow. I have a friend. I was having drinks with a friend last night, actually, and she said that she has listened to the podcast, and she said... When you guys start all talking at the same time, I take my headphones off and I stop listening to the podcast. So that clip just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Cool
so
friend.
She's not listening now.
Nope.
Great. So we can say whatever we want about her.
Hi, Jill.
Well, how does she know when to put her headphones back on? How much time do we have?
Yeah, I don't think she ever does put them back on.
It happened once.
Yep. That was enough. That was enough.
It really... So, I remember... That's our very first episode.
Yeah.
I remember somebody describing listening to our first episode or two. It might have been Beth. It might have been, like, an early guest. Saying that the first couple episodes are just a gentle, plodding descent into complete madness.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what it felt like recording them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can mostly pick out me in that, and then you can get Tim... And you pop up maybe just once near the end.
Do you guys remember what you were talking about at the time?
I do because I can hear it very clearly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. This was when you were on one microphone.
When you listen, do you listen for yourself?
I think I listen for the mix. in those. But I do remember in later ones that we did, and I don't know if we have a technical name for these sections, but crosstalk sections.
Crosstalk.
Yeah, that was a... It was thematic. Crosstalk remains thematic in the show, at least in the first two seasons.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because it's like it's the thing, the only thing you're not supposed to do in radio and podcasting is crosstalk. So, of course, we wanted to do it every conceivable time we could.
It's fun. It's very, very satisfying fun. To do.
And I find it satisfying to listen to. But I also like listening to things that overwhelm me.
Right.
Like I get, it feels like rich food.
There's a stand-up bit that I've seen where two comedians, I don't know how many times they did it, but I saw just the ones where they performed pretty normal routines at the same time to the different halves of the audience and then sometimes would switch over. And it was so fun. Everyone had a great time.
Do you remember the comedians?
No idea. Mm. But it was like a three-ring circus.
So I found an example of later crosstalk.
Yes.
This is from the beginning of Cody's episode. I don't know what number it is. I should find it. It's this eighth episode we did in the second season. Whatever.
2.8.
Cody Westfall's in it, who co-founded I Love Charts with me, and with whom I've made some music albums now. And we brought him here and then talked all over him for an hour and a half.
He was such a good sport.
A great sport. This was the period of season two where we were trying to do long-form storytelling sort of by default.
Yeah.
And like couldn't wait to get it started. We were like, what if we just start with doing the storytelling so there's no build-up? And we did that, and poor Cody was caught in the middle. And that's the crosstalk from this. I'm talking to Cody as if we're starting the podcast. And simultaneously, Nick and Tim are starting a scene. At what point do we decide it would be wise that half the crew starts doing scene work and the other half of the crew starts the podcast?
The three-ring circus. Everything, there's so much going on.
Right.
More than you could possibly process in one listen. Better re-listen.
Yeah.
Playback. Enter the promo code two times.
But, I mean, we do that to subtly suggest to people that every time you enter a promo code into it, INTO space IT, into any of our affiliate programs, you should probably do so twice.
Go to some websites, enter into it, see what happens.
You know, just control C, copy it, so you just control V, paste it into that for the second time.
That's a command C to copy for Mac users and command V to paste for Mac users. Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It, episode something.
Yeah,
I am here with my good friend Cody Westfall.
Did you fill out your time sheets yet?
I'm doing fantastic.
For the podcast? No. Did you? Are they due today?
Weekly time sheets.
Oh, I didn't do it either.
I was going to crib off you.
Oh, I thought they were due at the end of the week.
They're due in the middle of the week now.
Oh, man. I didn't do mine.
I think if we can just get ahead.
Does that mean we're not going to get paid?
Truly did not. Shit. I can't handle another week not getting paid.
I like that in your segment of interviewing Cody, you don't ask him open-ended questions. You just say true or false. There was, from the start, there was no chance the man was going to have more than one word.
we start the show at 8 o'clock. That's specifically cruel. Okay. So you're going to come join us? Are you done? Are you done over there? You want to have some more socializing time? Because we can just socialize over here.
We are trying to figure out how to do administrative work that's important.
Do you want more time?
Did you do your time sheets?
Oh, shit. Those were due today.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
When you guys go to the dentist, do you close your eyes?
No.
No. I look like, right in the fucking mirror.
Do you close your eyes?
What mirror?
The mirror on the little robot head light above
the
light. You.
Yeah. It's reflective. It's not.
You look at yourself the whole time?
Yeah, look at my mouth.
You look in your mouth. Yeah.
See what they're up to. Uh-huh.
They never give me a mirror. For real?
It's not a real mirror. It's just the reflective. There's that plastic covering on the light, and it's reflective.
I don't even have a light. I get dentisted by natural light.
Outdoors? Is there a skylight?
There's a window.
They wheel you out and put like a flannel over you?
You don't close your eyes.
No.
Do you ever close your eyes at the barber?
I need to keep my eyes on that snake oil salesman.
You do clean.
I do clean my ears at the barber because I like to make a good impression. That's the closest anyone's going to be to my ears.
I have never cleaned my ears at the barber.
Never?
I don't believe in it.
You don't care about their time?
No, I think you do that at home in the privacy of your own home. You don't do that at the barber shop.
Can I see you clean your ears right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Are we intimate enough where you'll do that for me?
Yeah, I could do it here. I feel comfortable here. This is a safe place.
It is.
Okay, I'll clean my ears now.
All right. It's weird that you do it with your dick. Now I'm seeing why you don't do it at the barber.
Wait. Are you not supposed to do it with your dick?
Speaking of later in that episode.
So it's probably surprising to anyone, ourselves included, that the episode managed to withstand whatever that was we decided to do to start off. And later in that episode, our favorite, I think it's safe to say our single favorite recurring character, was born.
I remember that episode being really good, the one with Cody, because we're all like competing over work stuff, and we have a boss named Brad.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a character on that episode.
Tie your crooked dick in a knot and get ready for this.
Yeah. I miss going into the DOS prompt, and if I wanted to start a game.
Did someone say game? Behold! It is I, the game's master! Look upon me.
So you're the game's master, but you respond to game in the singular?
You do not make the rules. I
make the rules. Just to catch everyone
Jason
up.
Jason Oblersky, quiet. All right. The game's master is talking.
He almost knows your
Nick
name.
Nick Douglas. Silence.
That was so close.
Just trying to catch everyone up. A lightning bolt has struck Tim Mucci dead, and in his place is a glowing specter.
Timothy Albrecht Mucci is dead. And in its place...
Was that right on? I don't know.
Huh.
Is the game's master.
I've never really thought about what Tim's last name might be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here. Do we want to play some games?
Is that what you do? You've really de-escalated your aggression.
Would you like me to be more aggressive?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you started with lightning.
Live up to yourself.
This is like Shazam just transforming and then being like, I'm here to sweep your floors.
Yeah. We should stop here and say that this is Dan King's episode. Master comes back in Cody's episode. This is Dan King's episode.
Yeah, he premieres in Dan's episode.
Because Dan does a great job helping the Games Master exist, so he should be known that it's him. All right, we'll go back to the clips now.
I am here to bring magic and mystery back to your worlds, and instead you jibe and jest. Listen!
I jibe and jest?
Jibe. Right.
I thought jive meant like agree.
No, jive is like in Mario Kart Double Dash when you hit the shoulder button and it moves the cart a little bit to the left.
Oh, that's a jive?
Daniel the King talks about games.
It's the closest he's been.
Neither of you do. I am the game's master.
Yeah, we got that far.
Mastered by none. I present to thee challenges 3.
Wait, why?
I have many games and I'm here to play.
Why, because we said games?
Giving the answer correctly.
Whoa.
Is it one for each of us or is it 9?
So prepare your wits. Okay.
Do you just somewhere to like encourage people to try to get you to go away?
I'm here to challenge the people that I find worthy.
And you show up when we say, I've said the word game like a billion times in my life. You've never showed up before.
Maybe rotation.
Yeah, is this your day in the office?
The position of Games Master is a very busy one.
Okay.
I am just now getting to the Earth Realm. The people of Let's Get Into It.
I'll stop. Ooh, you know the show. You a fan?
Well, I listen.
You got the show name right.
Oh, that's nice of you. What's your favorite episode?
This is like a first time, long time kind of thing.
My favorite episode is episode 77.
Okay, that's like a...
Now allow me to finish my rhyme.
Is that like 25 past the schism?
You're going to make some... We got to leave notes.
Fine, I'll wait till you're finished derailing.
It was 57 and then 77 now.
Yeah, I got to write down when the schism happens. Sorry, Game Smash. We've just seen a lot of weird shit the last couple weeks, so I'm frankly...
Weirder than me?
Yeah.
Jason Oblersky, describe what I look like.
Yeah, weirder than you. I'm not very impressed. Oh. You just look like a guy with a vague amber tint around him who's obviously seen better days. You're wearing month-old Pumas and ripped jeans and...
Talk about my onyx beard with its shocking gray.
Okay, I mean, you have like some stubble that's black and gray at the same time.
It's an expectable gray. I wouldn't say it's shocking.
It's not shocking. It just seems like you have a little bit of early aging graying.
You look like
beard.
Either a little older or someone who's maybe been president or leading the Daily Show for a couple of years.
Right. You've seen some unexpected aging on account of having a hard job.
The Games Master is a very hard job. I've seen dimensions that would curdle your very blood.
I mean, how is this a job?
Yeah.
Like, how are you getting paid
for this? Are you on the clock?
Of course.
What's your going rate? How much are you making for this sighting?
You would not be able to understand it in Earth terms.
Okay, try me.
Well, I collect souls. Well, I've already collected a soul to get here.
Do we know the soul? Is there some connection there?
Yes. Young Timothy Albrecht Moody.
Oh, it's funny how quickly I get over him dying. It happens a lot.
Well, you just know
it's helpful temporary. When the body sort of is replaced. It's sort of like in the old James Bond games when you shoot someone and they would disappear.
Yes, that's true.
Makes it a lot just easier to sort of get over.
More gaming talk, that I understand.
Yeah.
Respawns, we call them.
All right, well I guess we'll listen
we
to
have
you.
Those too.
You amber glowing schlub. I mean, you seem interesting enough.
I am the Games Master, Master Titan. I present to thee Challengers 3. I have many games and I'm here to play.
Okay. Can we play?
Giving the answer correctly will send me away, so prepare your wits and your wiles for a bit of fun. If you're paying attention, you may have already won.
We have to focus, because if we get these right, he goes away.
Did I win?
Do you think he makes them intentionally hard so we'll hang out with him? Or do you think he makes them intentionally easy so he can move on to the next thing?
Time will tell.
Only is he paid hourly or is he paid by event?
Participating will find out.
All right.
Perhaps we shall go to a break first.
Huh. Is he allowed
Should
to
we go to a break first?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
I see in the big clock on the wall there's...
You're just
going to
let
minutes.
This fucking random decide when we go to break?
Let us get into it.
Three minutes left.
Okay, go to break.
Do you remember that character now?
No, I mean, no, but it sounds fun. Did you guys play the games?
Yeah, I think we did. We talked about birds a lot. I'm not sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Dan King. He's a James Bond expert.
Well, yeah, do you want to hear what we should do? We're going to go ahead in time to later in Daniel the King's episode. We are plumbing his knowledge of James Bond, and we ask him to describe for us what the group known as Spectre is, and he delivers to us this explanation.
Spectre? What's that?
Spectre. Special executive. The SP are from special because that's not how any acronym works.
Right, yeah.
Executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, and extortion.
Oh, those are the bad guys.
Yeah.
If it happens in England, why isn't it Spectre?
It is.
It is.
So that's why there was Quantum in the last movie. They just invented a new organization to stand in for Spectre.
What did Quantum stand for?
Qualified assassins. Networking through tunnels, underground, and mines.
What did Spectre stand for again?
Special executive for couches and tables. Tables? They want to specify regular tables. Recliners and easy chairs.
That's great.
What was Quantum then?
Quantum was Queen Ain't No Time Me.
Actually, this brings up something I've been thinking about recently.
What was Spectre again?
It was spectacular eateries, culinary treats, and regal edibles.
Why is Bond fighting these people?
What a treat.
Classic.
What a treat Daniel the King is. Rapid fire delivery of what is a very difficult thing to do. What should we listen to next?
This was an episode that I wasn't on, but when I listened back to it, I thought, it's the episode with Roan, who's a battle rapper, and there was a part while you're all discussing his album where he realizes that there's a factual inaccuracy.
You know, I got, my first album came out in, June 2012, and in May 2012, I performed at a porn convention called Exotica. I performed rap music at the porn convention,
which is not what the people wanted to see at a porn convention. They did not want to see this white dude rapping.
Did you have to change your content to meet their interests?
And no, and that's why they weren't interested.
Okay.
They flooded out. They bled out of the venue as I was rapping. I've never seen so many people's backs as I did when I was rapping at the porn convention.
So with that in mind, knowing that you probably have that gig locked down, did you include some more porn-friendly tracks in the new album?
There are more breast references. There are more vaginal insinuations in this.
What is the wordplay you are most proud of that is either a breast or a vag reference?
I get the hand off, windows drop, bumping Van Dross. I want your chick like Daffy Duck. That means a pants off or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know how Daffy Duck didn't ever wear pants? That fucking rascal. You think Daffy Duck is just fucking a lot?
That's why he never wore pants? He was too busy
fucking? You know, ducks are one of the rapists of the animal kingdom.
What?
Along with dolphin. And this is like, I've seen this happen. I was at Penn State where I went to college. I was like going for a run. I was about 2 miles, 3 miles from my house, and I... like some ducks were crossing the road. So I really literally walked out into traffic and stopped the traffic as the ducks crossed the road. And I kind of followed them because I felt like I had an investment. And this other duck came over and started accosting this mother duck. And like I looked it up later on and he was trying to rape her. Like ducks are a rapist animal just like dolphins.
Well, Mickey Mouse has no shirt.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants either.
He doesn't wear anything, though, does he?
No, he wears a shirt. A red shirt.
Oh, you're right.
Which is like, why are you wearing a shirt and no pants?
The only time you wear a shirt in an environment where no one else is when you're the fat guy in the pool.
Yeah.
Right, and so that's so, Winnie the Pooh.
So that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, he's the fat guy in the pool.
He just wants...
Well, what's
he's saved
Daffy
some
Duck got going on?
Yeah, Daffy's got some weird
maybe
shit on
maybe grotesque scarring or something like that? Maybe like he had a pacemaker put in or like some kind of heart disease or something like that.
He seems very high strung.
Yeah, very high blood pressure.
Are we all talking about Donald Duck rather than Daffy?
We are talking about Daffy.
Is the Bugs one.
Daffy is completely nude.
Yeah.
We got to go back. Serial rapist.
Wait, so that means I have an improper reference on my album.
Oh shit, really?
You said Daffy?
Fuck! Why would you say that?
Why, indeed. Oh, I'm so sorry, Adam.
Do you know there's some song... I don't know enough details about the story. There's some song by some artist where she sings, "I am lying prostrate on the ground."
Cool.
Well, come on. I mean, like, think how many people that had to go through. And no one was like, That's a different thing. That's an organ. Fuck you. It's a great story.
Wait, she says prostate on the ground?
Yeah.
Not prostrate.
Are you fucking with me or are you just realizing what I'm saying?
You know what music has no mistakes? The music that we do on this show. How is that for a transition? Yeah. We're going to listen now to some music highlights from our two seasons of Let's Get Into It. We're going to start with... one of my favorites was in the Christine Fryer episode. We threw her with zero preparation at the end of a very long episode where we'd also had technical difficulties. It was the second time we'd ever lost a segment. And she was very gracious about that whole thing.
Pour one out.
We had her do a live soundtracking, as I guess what we're going to technically call these, where I started playing things and demanded that she narrate. And she was so game, and it was so good, and this is one of my favorite ones, so we should listen to that one at this point.
All right, Stravinsky.
I would like Christine to narrate. I think she's in the right headspace. I'd like you to narrate over the soundtrack.
Like, tell a tale. Tell the tale that it's
your
telling.
Descriptive audio service for the movie that's happening to this music.
It's winter in 19th century London. We're in an alleyway. The streetlights are candles. They are flickering across the street as snow falls. But it's British. It's smoggy. It's bleak. Children work in factories. People die in factories making buttons, making linen, making shovels to mine coal. And here in this alleyway, we see Pete. Down on his luck, Pete, he has a little, little page boy hat. It's tweed. His clothes are all tattered. And he's holding a pretty soggy newspaper. He's pretty upset by what he's seeing in the paper. It looks like maybe he was on his way somewhere and then he saw something in the paper and it stopped him in his tracks. You know what? We look down at the page and we see someone's died.
It's me uncle.
His uncle Phil.
Me uncle Phil has died. Maybe he's left me some money in his inheritance. I better go visit him. Taxi! Taxi! Take me to my Uncle Phil's house.
I know just who that is.
Pete gets to Uncle Phil's. He tips the cabbie a fair amount. Even though he looks tattered, he believes in
numbers. A kindness.
He appreciates the service. He steps up to the door.
I'd better straighten me tie.
He's a little embarrassed about how he looks, but ultimately it's family, right? He should be okay. And he gives the door a knock. Uncle Phil? It's family? Are you in there?
Uncle Phil? Even though you died? Are you in there?
At the door is a very pigeonly woman. Her name, Mary Beth.
Come on, Tia! You had Mary Beth, have ye?
Oh, yeah. Mary Beth, so good to see you.
Mary Beth invites him inside, but she's wary, as though maybe Pete's crossed them in the past. They go into a drawing room with a fire roaring in the fireplace.
I know why you're here!
Oh, do you? Well, how is that?
I've been reading the papers too!
This paper I'm crinkling in me hands?
The very sake!
It's just out of nervousness, out of seeing this grand fire.
Pete sheds a single tear.
Oh, the water is leaking from me eyeballs.
It's almost as if Pete's reawakened with this tragic news and remembered that his family is really important.
I ain't never cried at all until now. 'Cause family, I'm just realizing, is the treasure I've always wanted in the world, especially when that family is very rich.
Yes, tell me all your feelings, nephew Pete.
My feelings are measured by the dollars you've got in your bank account.
Couldn't you have just told me salad?
Auntie Mary Beth.
I mean, it probably hurt.
Salad. Salad, Auntie Mary Beth. Salad. Salad.
Scene as hell.
Did she invent scene as hell?
She did invent scene as hell.
Another joke stolen from a woman.
So there's two things about these musical numbers that I think are would be interesting for our listeners.
Right.
Know. Number one, once we go into them, they're uneditable. So
completely uneditable.
Yeah. So once we start, we have to commit to whatever we're doing right there. And the second one was, oh yeah, what was the whole salad reference? I don't remember. At some point
earlier in the episode, I think we were making fun of Tim for having no emotions. This is another thematic stalwart of the program. And in response to what emotions you may or may not have had, I think you said salad. I'm not entirely sure if that's what happened.
That sounds right.
But it was around theme. Somebody brought up salad being an emotion.
Right.
And that is what was being called back at this point. What I really like about that is it exemplifies a lot of the charm of the first season to me. Me as a listener. I mean, just me as me. I can't believe we got talented people to do the things that we got them to do in my living room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the audio quality somehow helps that. I think as we have gotten better gear, it's become harder to realize that what's happening is that we're making incredibly talented people do really weird things in my house.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a radio studio here. Not entirely, but it sounds better. As we've gotten along, it sounds better and clearer because we just wanted more control and we wanted to be able to do more things. But the trade-off is it's harder to tell that the base reality of what's happening is that incredibly talented human beings are just sitting in my living room doing things that why would they ever be comfortable doing it? But when they're game, it's so incredible.
Yeah,
game.
It's great. And the first season had a lot of people who just jumped into our craziness. And yeah, we had, what, 3 microphones then? So it was mostly just recording what was going on in the room as a whole.
Yeah, we started off with 1 microphone for the first maybe 5 episodes. Then we had 2 for most of that first season. We had a couple episodes with 3, and then we moved off of USB microphones for just the season finale. We got enough individual microphones because we had 6 people in the room for the finale of the first season. So we had to mic up to get that, and that's when we jumped to the system we're basically using now. But the whole season is basically just miking what happened in the room. And what I like about it is you can hear that it's a room that it's going on.
Right.
In.
You can hear people walking in and out at times.
Right.
Fights on the street.
You can. It had a certain
it
charm.
Is. I like it. No, it has a lot of charm. That's just, this thing is happening here. This is a little event. And now it's just some fucking slick Hollywood production. And we're just lying prostrate on the ground. All right, let's go on.
What do you guys want to listen to?
There's a great bit in the first, I think it's the first season. It was probably the first time Ben Gold was on the show.
Ooh-bye.
Where he, I don't remember what led into the bit, but the bit was he was shouting at us. And our defaults were, within the bit, our defaults were to just say the catchphrases that we had been doing. And it's just, it's really funny to me, and it's kind of delightful in a kind of in-world way.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because you know what? This is not the no-but school of comedy. This is the yes-and school of comedy. I don't know if you've ever been in a Herald group, but like, this is not fucking amateur hour, you guys. Let's get this fucking right!
I'm ready.
All right, so we're gonna start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
On the count of 3. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. All right, guys, we're back.
Let's
Jason, what do you got?
God, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Jason, fucking get your shit together! What do you got?
I'm just really overwhelmed right now.
Jason!
Okay, we're gonna play the old switcheroo. Rube.
What does that mean, Jason?
Rope.
Guys! Right. Fucking goddamn it!
Cool running.
The family.
Your Honor.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing!
Oh, Winston Churchill. Oh,
Your Honor, Winston Churchill.
I'm a rantier murder. I'm in your house.
To play that you are this note.
me sick.
Chris Brown's my favorite.
Damn it, guys. What? I can't stay mad at you.
Aww.
That might be like the perfect distillation of season one.
Yeah.
For the three people left after the best of Smosh, that reminds me of two good bits of ours. One being Your Honor, which we really should put a courtroom scene.
Right.
Man, I not to cut you off. This isn't a cut you off. This is a yes and. When I was listening to these, Your Honor comes up in episode one. There are some things about episode one that are so effortless and weird that became the vocabulary from which we pulled for the entire first season. And hearing the first Your Honor is kind of a delight. I feel like we should pull that clip up to your point.
Yeah.
It's something we use about five times in the first season. We kept going back to court scenes. But the first one is so bizarrely interesting to me about how it germinated. So anyway, that out of the way. What's the other poll you had?
Other one is Cool Runnings.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also a first episode thing. So let me find those two clips.
And then,
Tim and Nick, I gotta cut in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We never solve what to do with a third person in Ask a Question, Get an Answer.
Maybe the third person could just clap.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah.
Like applause.
Like a studio audience.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we take it from the top if you don't mind?
Let's take it from the top.
Okay,
Nick?
Thank you.
Tell me about your experiences on set.
I am glad you asked. Actually, my nationality is American.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed it from Elbows.
USA.
You know, I think...
Oh, we've got some fans of the United States of America here in the audience.
USA.
Oh, hey.
USA.
Nick, when you starred in the big budget live adaptation of American Dad called in the United States American Father, what was your experience? They loved my question, by the way.
It's a good question.
No further questions. The jury rests. The jury doesn't rest. The entire court rests.
Your Honor?
Yes, you.
As the head juror, I'd like to inform you that the jury has come to a consensus on the verdict.
Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. After much sweating and much deliberation...
I would just like to say that you do an honorable job. You members of the jury.
Thank you, Your Honor. It's been a hard couple weeks for us. Trapped in that hot and sweaty room. Just thinking and thinking about this. But now I feel pretty secure that we've reached an understanding amongst us that that French guy is not an American.
Watermelon. We have heard the deliberation of the jury. Now we will hear from the defendant. Nick Douglas.
Your Honor, I strongly object to the fact that you've let the jury argue my case against me to themselves. I just think it's not a way to run a courtroom. I have something to confess. Something I must say that I must come clean that I don't give you any honor at all.
That's the proper nomenclature. Coming clean, not confession. This is not a church, sir. We have separation of church and state.
I must come clean that I confess that I apologize.
Now, Your Honor,
for
God, I'm sorry to butt in like this, but
you're doing an honorable job. I do not envy your job.
We were just in there in that sweaty, hot room for so long. I'm just kind of wondering if I could confess some things, too. If that's all. If we're all out here confessing.
Son, I said it once. If you need to confess, you go to church.
Okay, can I at least come clean about something, then?
You may come clean.
Well, Your Honor, I gotta come clean
please,
about
please,
this.
Please, please, please. I feel like we know each other. You can call me Bill.
Bill? I gotta come clean about something. I blacked out the entire proceedings. I'm not sure where I am. Only thing I remember is Don French.
Perhaps, and it is upon my judicial authority that you play us out with a song.
Oh, you know, there is something interesting about that, because we always joke behind the scenes that Jason has two characters.
Yeah.
Do we count the jury guy?
No, yeah. I have three characters. Yeah, uh-huh. I have a returning character.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize this.
Yep. He's a solid part.
What are my other two characters?
Ribalda, the old woman.
Yeah.
/ rapping granny.
Yep.
And the buttered dish demon.
I would argue, if you could give us... What's a common testing phrase? If you could say red leather, yellow leather as Ribalda.
Uh-huh.
Red leather, yellow leather.
And now as the butter dish demon.
That might be the same thing.
Red leather, yellow leather.
And yeah. So it's more of a matter of phlegm.
Yeah, it really is.
Now say it as the juror.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Three fairly distinct characters.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, season 3, I plan to do a lot of character work, wall-to-wall character work, and completely distinguishable characters.
That's how I like my characters, distinguishable. That's that new Netflix series, Distinguishable Characters.
I'm a distinguishable, distinguished person. You can tell by the octave of my voice, I'm definitely not a juror, because jurors talk a little lower than this.
Hi, what's your current profession or status? I guess a juror isn't a profession.
That's not quite polite to ask, but...
That's a very common thing.
I'll
you
grant
just, like,
you
ask
an answer
it at a
anyway.
Party.
No, that's all right. Maybe you didn't know it.
Well,
take
I mean,
a closer look
right.
at my cuticles.
Oh, they're very clean.
Thank you. I'm a man of leisure. I'm not here to be working. I'm here to be leisuring.
So what do you liege at?
Royalty, generally.
Ah.
My liege, as in.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Great pun.
Thank you. Every time a noble dies, I go, oh, Lord, looks like I have a new liege on life. The wife just loves that one.
Is she also royalty?
Oh, no. She's quite of the common class. Because I'm married for love, not for stature.
Wow.
I do respect that choice.
Yeah, what did your family feel about that?
Oh, gosh, they've been dead for a long time. How do you think I got all this money on which to liege?
Well, were they royalty?
Oh, yeah, of course they were. That's the only way to get money around here.
I was just checking.
You want to go look
around
at their...
here?
Yeah, around here in the
Where
kingdom.
Where are you from?
The Kingdom of the United States of America.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry if I... Have I been too hasty? And maybe I should explain a little bit more. I'm from the American ruling class.
Oh.
Tim.
Yeah.
I'm worried that this is going to get really topical.
Yeah, I think so. Like, what with the election coming up?
Yeah, exactly. What if, like, we gain perfect equality and there's no more difference between rich and poor?
I think that would be a great thing, but I think
our episode's going to fucking blow.
But maybe it'll be like a time capsule episode where people can look back and see a moment in history.
Yeah, okay, I'm sold.
Okay.
Now that was awkward for me.
Could you hear us?
Yeah. Okay. We have very good hearing in the elite classes.
So there's like a genetic engineering thing going on or something?
Oh, yeah. After a fashion. The natural way to genetically engineer. You only fuck your sisters.
Oh, whoa. I think, That's not a very
Listen,
diverse family.
I'm married for love.
You married your sister for love?
No, I'm married for love. I fuck for the bloodlines. Hey, you know something I noticed?
What?
The end of that last clip ended in a song.
Well, it ended with the judge handing down the sentence that a song must be played.
I think that's a good intro for the next song.
But it's not a full, the light doesn't fully make a circle.
There's a band.
What's that noise?
In my head I'm seeing a vision. I'm seeing the credits. I'm seeing the credits to Cool Runnings.
Oh my.
I'm seeing Walt Disney Pictures Presents is what I'm seeing in my mind.
Cool Runnings.
And then I see a Dawn Steel production.
A Dawn Steel production.
Have any thoughts?
Well, it was a great song. Number one, it still gets stuck in my head almost weekly. It tells the whole story of Cool Runnings, going to Jamaica, teaching the Nazis a thing about family.
It saves a lot of time for people.
Yeah. I don't ever need to actually see Cool Runnings now.
And not everybody has the VHS, which is the only way to get Cool Runnings.
Truth.
We should make that a service. We should just bang out a couple movies right now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, to save people some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should our first movie be? And what's the name of this segment?
This isn't Movies Maybe.
No.
That's a different thing.
No. And it's not Singamables.
That's also a different thing.
Yeah. This is Cinemables.
Cinemables.
All right. This is Cinemables.
Hey, we're going to do the theme. No. We're going to sing a Cinemable. We're going to sing a Cinemable of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Do you have a person you don't want to have in your brain? Take a nap, then lie on the ice. You'll go a little insane, but it's the good kind of insane, where the person is removed from your brain, but it doesn't work.
Elijah Wood.
All right, next movie, Cinema Bunnable.
Do you want to do one?
Yeah, Blade Runner. I hunt androids. Am I an android? Edward James Olmos.
Great.
Shakespeare in Love.
I am Shakespeare, look around me. I write what I know.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Toy Story.
Toys can talk, toys can talk, but they're not supposed to.
That guy who went to jail for cocaine. Tim Allen. Look who's talking. Babies can talk, but they're not supposed to.
Joan Cusack?
Kirstie Alley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
How come I remember all of these people who are in these movies?
Boy. Movies, huh?
Boyhood?
Sure. Remember when you were young? Now remember when you were a little bit older than that last one? Yep, keep going. Remember a little bit older than that, but we're not done. Remember a little bit older than that last time. Maybe this is the last time, but remember a little bit older than that last one. Nope, we got one more. Remember that last one, Patricia Arquette.
Bravo.
Here's a clip from the Matt Tobin Show.
What was the weirdest thing about Jeopardy?
That you're not allowed to go to the bathroom by yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Who do they send with you?
One of the contestant consultant aides.
Is that so that you don't have a plant in the bathroom with questions or answers on them?
That's actually pretty much exactly it. You're allowed to go to the bathroom in the green room, but they have to accompany you there.
What else do the contestant consultant...
They talk to you a lot, and there's some croissants.
Ooh.
And I drank... like 4 cups of coffee that morning. I had to pee a lot. I think I found out more than anyone else because I had to pee a lot.
Deb and what's her name didn't pee at all?
I don't know. Deb only... See, for me, to get real, I had a whole day where I...
Let's get into it.
I didn't have to go the first day. They bring
the whole day?
The whole day. No, I went to the bathroom many times, but I didn't go on the show.
Oh, okay.
They filmed 5 shows a day, and I was one of 2 people who didn't go that day.
Is this what everyone talks about while they're waiting to get on Jeopardy? Just... how they're going to the bathroom and when?
Yeah. I'll tell you the other 2 things about Jeopardy fans. Mm-hmm. Is they're not really good with sarcasm.
Oh, really?
Not. Who's big. Not? the contestants to be. If you offhandedly say something that is sarcastic, they will look at you as though you were being literal.
Well, hey, I'm really, really nervous about today. I think I gotta pee so much, but I'm really worried that they're not gonna let me. How are you doing with your pee?
Oh, I actually haven't peed in 6 years.
What?
So that's sort of how it goes?
Yeah.
Is that what Deb sounds like?
No, Deb had a lower voice than I did.
I'm really worried about my peeing. Do you?
Why is Deb so tired?
It is, they do film early in the morning.
Oh, okay. To be fair. I get it. Okay, okay. Yeah.
I didn't have any coffee today because I was so worried about peeing.
Deb, I don't think you're supposed to talk while they're filming.
What? But I'm...
Deb.
Yeah?
Deb, Johnny Gilbert is shooting you a nasty look right
Who's
now.
Who's Johnny?
That's Johnny over there.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
No, don't. He can't hear you. He's in the booth.
Well,
Deb.
Yeah?
You're going to ruin this for us.
For us?
Yes, for all of us.
Are we...
It's the tragedy of the commons. Here is Jeopardy playing. One person talks about peeing, and Johnny Gilbert gets upset, and everybody has to go home.
Hello, you know who doesn't have to pee?
Oh, God. Well, who is this?
Computers don't have to pee.
Watson!
See you losers on the game show.
Guy is such a bully.
Alright, contestants, alright, let's stop talking. We're gonna get ready to shoot in 5, so I need you all to get in the zones. Except for you, Watson, you're doing great. Anyone need to pee? No? Okay, good.
Clearly not. Clearly, I do not need to pee.
He's such a bully.
Oh, I love Watson. He's my favorite.
You know, a question that I don't really know the answer to is, what's it like to pee?
Oh, Watson.
Just rubbing it in.
Will you marry me?
Robots don't marry. Robots are complete.
That's the correct answer. All right, we're shooting in 5.
Do I have to stand next to Watson again?
You think I have time to pee? Oh, crap. I don't think I can hold it anymore. I'm getting so nervous.
Hey, Deborah. Deborah, think
don't
of water
talk
balls.
During... Johnny is coming over here. He's 86 years old. We're going to get kicked out. We're going to get kicked out of Jeopardy. I don't get to be on Jeopardy.
Everyone needs their croissants.
I would like a croissant.
You don't know what croissants taste like.
I'm going to aim my pee towards Watson's power circuits.
Let's all pee on Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Pee on Watson. Pee on Watson. Pee on Watson.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, dear. Finally, I know. Don't part phone.
And that's Watson who's picked up the Daily Double. Watson, what would you like to wager?
What was that, Watson?
Crash sounds.
Yes! God damn. Is there a more first season chunk than that?
Now, remember when we used to end each scene with the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song?
Why did we stop that?
I don't know.
I think we figured out how to end scenes.
That's you mean we didn't just go dum 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 da 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 da